Good morning. It is time to check in with our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini, about a new movie hitting theaters this week called Blink Twice. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So are you excited about this one?
You know what? I thought, like, I didn't know anything about it, and then I started to watch the trailer, and I'm like, oh, I saw this a while ago, the trailer. So yes, I am intrigued.
Of course, we're talking about Blink Twice. For those that haven't seen the trailer, basically Naomi Aki is Frida, a cocktail waitress working at this fundraising gala for tech billionaire Slater King, played by Channing Tatum. So when these two meet, they hit it off. In fact, Slater invites her to join him and his friends for a tropical getaway on his private island. We're talking champagne, swimming pools, gourmet meals. Frida is getting ready for some wild nights. To give you flavor, here's a scene from the film where Slater and Frida first arrive on the island, and Frida learns that Slater's parties are a little different than she expected.
We got a beautiful little herb garden over here. Got our chickens.
You know, it's not what I thought it was gonna be.
What do you mean?
The legendary parties of Slater King with drugs and debauchery.
We still do drugs. We just do them with intention. And we still have fun. It's just a little different now.
Okay.
What do you think? How you feeling? A little too good to be true, you think?
I think so. I think he's trying to lull her into complacency, right?
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, as you can tell, Frida thinks it's paradise, but strange things are going to start happening, and she's going to realize that there's something wrong with this place. Now, look, let's be honest. The film doesn't take you anywhere new. We've seen this story before, but I got to say, Kravitz's direction, the way the film looks, how it's edited, does a great job, I'd say, of grabbing your attention. The thing I like about it is Kravitz, she has this very detailed and clever way of crafting. This is a psychological thriller, at least that's what I'd call it. She wants it to get under your skin. It does. Because, come on, how many times have you seen a movie like this? You know something's wrong.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it just builds. Yeah. Well, she takes her time dropping these clues, and that's what I really appreciate with all the symbolism and these visual details that she leaves for the audience. She makes sure she kind of ties them all together real nicely at the end in an intriguing way. But, I mean, I think the big thing to talk about here is, let's talk about performances. Have you looked at this lineup?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. You've got Channing Tatum, of course, but it doesn't end there.
We got Haley Joel Osment, Christian Slater, Aaliyah Shawkat, Kyle MacLachlan. How about this one? You ready? Gina Davis.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. Nice.
So you got some heavy hitters, right?
Yeah. I love the lineup. That's great.
But here's the thing. Are we talking to a Channing Tatum fan here?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I enjoy his films as well. And this is why his performance, right? He stands out as Slater because we get to see this different side of him. And don't get me wrong. All that sweet charm that he's given off in other films, it's still there, but it's used in a much different way, a more evil way. That charisma makes him dangerous, more diabolical. It worked really well. And of course, we got to talk about Aki and Adria Arona. They're fantastic, right? All these little subtle expressions, watching them deal with the situation as it unfolds. I mean, have you ever seen a film where you, as the audience, you know what a character's feeling, but you know in the film they have to pretend to be feeling something drastically different?
Right. Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of that, and that's when these guys really shine. All those small mannerisms do such a good job of showing that inner conflict, so it hooks you in. Now, I will say, heavy movie, but there's a dark comedy element to it, and on one side, it really provides some levity, and it's very entertaining. And I will say, though, the one thing I was going to say, as it gets more involved and the story unfolds, I felt it was a little distracting, but definitely entertaining. End of the film's going to pack a solid punch, but, you know, after that detailed, slow buildup, I kind of wish they didn't wrap it up too fast. But, hey, that's just nitpicking. Film's entertaining. It'll definitely keep you inching closer to the edge of your seat. So, for me, definitely worth a watch. The question is, how are you feeling about a little Channing Tatum, a little island paradise? What do you think?
Yeah, no, this sounds really fun, and I appreciate that it's got different tones in it. So it's a mystery, it's a thriller, it's a comedy, like it's all of these things. So I think that this is the kind of summer movie that you want to have, well, a little bit of everything.
Well, definitely as you go into fall, maybe. I mean, it does. I don't think it's a summer blockbuster
right.
Feel to it, but definitely we're making that transition now, so it's a perfect, nice transition.
All right, very cool. Yeah, going to check it out. Blink Twice, directed by Zoe Kravitz and starring Channing Tatum. Very cool. All right, thanks so much, Chris. We will talk with you again next week.
Have a good one.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic.